Hi, I'm Miss Beatrix. This is fiction. This is fantasy role play, all made for the purpose of adult entertainment. None of it is real or ever should be. This is performed by an adult, me, and intended for adults only. I do not condone nor encourage these activities in the real world. If extreme taboo content disturbs you, close this media file now. Otherwise, have fun and enjoy. Welcome to Lolly Dolls Production Studios. My name is Beatrix, and I am the founder and the last step of your interview process. Please have a seat. So first, I want to thank you for your interest in our job opening and potentially becoming part of the team here. We are a very tight-knit group, a family, if you will, a rather incestuous and fucked up family. But I started Lolly Dolls with my partner 10 years ago. We wanted to be the first child porn production studio to make professional, high-quality child porn. Back in the day, before we started this place, as avid consumers of child porn, we noticed there wasn't any high-quality productions out there. Lots of grainy, shaky amateur stuff, which is fine and acceptable if that's what you're into. We wanted higher quality, HD, 4K, video quality, skilled child porn stars, fetish-based material. So we saw a need and we filled it, pun unintended. So we pride ourselves on providing high quality child porn for pedophiles of all kinds. When you apply to become one of our adult porn actors, you can imagine the pool to choose from is very vast. I mean, this is a dream job for an extreme pervert. Fucking kids every day for hours on end? So when it comes to selecting candidates, we are very thorough and mindful in who we choose. We are looking for high-quality kitty fuckers. So I know you've gone through some basic questioning with my hiring manager, but now I have some questions and things to review with you. So, let's see. I see that you have an age preference of toddler to preteen. That is excellent, as we like to keep a library of porn across all ages. Now, would you have an aversion if I were to ask you to fuck an infant? No? Okay. That's fantastic. Like I said, we're looking for versatility and talent. So I also see here in your interview notes that you have been watching child porn since you can remember and consider yourself a pedophile. So my question to you is, have you ever offended in real life? Have you ever fucked a child? Oh, excellent. Okay, so you sexually abused your two daughters, both of them starting around toddler age, okay? And then you said that you stopped when they got too old. So what age was that? Oh, 12 years old is too old. Wow, you really are a pedophile. That's about the age they start developing and losing that sweet, adorable innocence. Very good. So did you utilize all of their holes, or did you just molest? Because I have found that many fathers are actually afraid of actual penetration. Excellent. Yeah, you seem like you were very serious about fucking your own children. Okay, so do you have any references I can check with, like your daughter's mother, to confirm you have actual kitty fucking experience? Oh, even better. Yes, you have a library of your own personal child porn from abusing your daughters? Wow. Okay, I will cross-reference those after our interview today. So, will you be comfortable if you are fucking a little girl that is inexperienced and fights and cries a lot? Would you be able to continuously fuck her through extreme tears and fear? Very good. So we do have child porn stars of varying experiences for different flavors of child porn. I mean, we have little girls that can take cock almost better than adult porn actresses. But we also have girls that come in fresh with no experience being fucked by grown adults as yourself. And as you know, inexperienced little girls are going to react in ways that make the child porn feel like what it is, child rape porn. So do you have any limits when it comes to fucking kids? Okay, well, as one of our adult male child porn actors with our studio, I promise your limits will be tested. For example, one of our niche productions is titled Pounded and Snuffed. So do you have what it takes to choke and rape a little girl to death? Are you able to continue fucking a young child that perhaps you fucked unconscious, or even continue fucking her freshly dead pussy? Wonderful. Yeah, I definitely have some openings for male actors within that extreme line of production. So if you do get the job, you can guarantee that you will be expected to pound and snuff some of our little princesses. Do you mind showing me your cock? I'd like to get a good idea of what your length and girth are. Thank you. Oh. Oh, yes. That's a beautiful cock. Nice and girthy. The length is perfect, too. Not extremely too long for kitty porn. And by the way, we already have a few monster cocks on the team of male kitty porn stars, so I'm not looking for extreme length. But you have the length and girth of what I'm looking for. Perfect. Beautiful cock. All right, sir. Well, I think you can go ahead and zip your pants back up, and I think it's time I give you the behind-the-scenes tour of our facilities here. And now feel free to ask any questions at any time, okay? Good, follow me. So, here we have our adult male child porn stars lounge. This is where my adult talent hangs out when they aren't filming. You'll see here I assign at least two of my little girl porn sluts to be the fluffers for our men daily, so they're rock hard and ready for filming. And I keep this room stocked with snacks, beverages, beer and liquor, and even a few recreational drugs if you're into that. Nothing too hard, just Viagra, Coke, poppers, Molly. And just so you know, I've noticed the Viagra really isn't ever needed with my guys. All right, so follow me to the next room. All right, and right next door we have our parents' lounge, where you can find proud pedo moms and fathers that like to stick around while their child is filming. And you can see in here we do live stream each set so that the parents can observe and watch, because we do not allow parents beyond this room and on the set. You'd be surprised how many pedo moms are actually helicopter moms. All right, follow me. We're going to stop by the lounge designated for my kiddie porn talent, my little porn sluts. All right. And of course, you can see it looks like a little girl's dream room. Pink, stocked with candy, soda, all kinds of snacks, stuffed animals, Disney movies that loop all day long. I like my dolls to feel like they're at home here. And some of them need the comfort of this room after they've been brutally raped and pounded. And I have one of the largest collections of little girl size lingerie and costumes. It's always been important to me to know that my little porn sluts look professional and just as slutty as adult porn stars. And if you look back here, I have the nursery corner stocked with cribs, diaper changing station, and a wet nurse that helps care for the little infants and toddlers. And I do keep some of my retired child porn stars on staff, like Haley here. She's a former child porn star of mine that was, she was truly a star. But now she's a teenager, so she's too old for our productions. But she does a great job at helping to coach our little slut dolls and provide aftercare when needed. All right, so let's go ahead and look at some of our sets here. And I'm pretty sure every room is being used right now and filmed. So please just be mindful of that. I'm sure you won't mind. All right, here is our Princess Cocktease bedroom. So I have a room that's just dedicated to solo girl content. And so as you can see, all right, so we're going to come in here. So I'm going to talk a little bit softer. So you can see there's a six-year-old streaming right now. She's live streaming, and she's one of our new and really shy ones. So this is really turning out to be an adorable little live stream. Look at her. Yeah, so we have, you know, some of our staff coach her and tell her what to do. Yes, and you can see she is doing a pretty good job for being so shy. Look at her spreading her little legs. Yeah, we actually tell the new ones that they're on a TV show. Like they're going to become famous. I mean, it's not lying because they are going to become famous. Why don't you actually, because we do like to add in the element of an adult touching them during the solo shot. So why don't you go over there? And I just want to observe how you, molest this little girl. And you can keep your face out of view because we do like to keep it just solely focused on her, but your hand will be in the shot. Okay, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and molest that little six-year-old. There you go. Nothing else turns me on than a simple, grown adult man rubbing a little child's pussy. Oh my God. It's so fucking hot. Yes. Oh, there you go. Yeah, finger that little hole. Yeah, that's what the viewers want to see. They want to see pedo daddy finger his little daughter. I like how you're also groping her little flat chest too. Oh, look at her. This little girl, she's a really good promise. She's actually, I think she's liking you fingering her. She's not even crying. Wow, look at that. All right. Good job. You can come back over here. Oh, look at you licking that child pussy off your fingers. You just can't help it, can you? Did you enjoy that little six-year-old cunny? Yeah, I could tell. I can definitely tell you've touched a child before. You didn't even hesitate. All right. Follow me. We're going to go to another set. All right. So like I said, that's the solo girl room. So if you are hired, you probably won't be in there much. But I wanted to show you we do have that. All right. And our next room here, this is our child porn dungeon room. One of my favorite rooms. All right, let's go on in. Okay, good. It looks like they're just setting up right now. So today they're filming a series called Lolita Training. And you can see we've got one of my, I'd say she's mid-experience, one of my seven-year-olds, and the stocks right here. Yeah, she's got her cute little head and her hands and arms through those holes. You can imagine what's going to happen once those cameras start rolling. Look at her. God, I just love seeing little girls and BDSM like hardcore gear like this. Oh my God. I mean, she's just bent over and she's stuck. What a predicament she's in, right? Oh, okay. Oh, I see you guys are getting ready to film. Very good. So, fellas, I have a man here that's applying and interviewing for the opening. So, if you guys don't mind, I'm going to have him put on the hood. Yeah, the leather hood that covers the whole face. And I would like to just see him fuck this child for the camera. I'm wanting to see how he works, okay? Yeah, so can you go ahead and undress? I'm going to have you fuck this girl. And don't worry, I won't make it be for long, which I'm sure you'd want it to be for longer. But I'm just trying to get a feel of how you work. So, yeah. Yeah, you're going to put on this hood. We do that in the Lolita training series just because it adds that BDSM element, right? Because if you were to watch kink.com with adults, the men that come in and fuck the submissive sluts are the ones that wear the hoods. Yeah, so we try to make that whole thing happen. All right, yeah, so you're just going to, you can use whatever hole you want to. You can fuck that little pussy or you can fuck that little kitty asshole. I just want you to fuck her. Okay. All right, cameras are rolling. Action. Wow. He has some promise, doesn't he? Yeah, he's very, very eager. Like, no hesitation. We were just in the Princess Cocktease room, and he had no hesitation touching the girl that was on camera. And he is not having any hesitation fucking this girl. Look at him. I mean, he didn't even go slow. He didn't even wait for her to stretch. This is excellent. Yeah, I see a lot of, this is good. I like him so far. Yes. God. I mean, that is a proper fucking pedophile, a true kitty fucker. Yeah. I mean, honestly, he probably needs to be in here fucking my dolls because he's going to end up fucking kids in society. I mean, look at him. He was born to fucking rape. Oh my, and he's fucking that little pussy. He's fucking 7-year-old pussy as hard as he would fuck a grown adult. This guy's perfect. All right, let's cut the scene there. Very good. Very good. You can come over here. Mm-hmm. Wow. You did a really great job. Really nice. Yeah. I liked how you just had no hesitation. Yeah, you just fucked her, like, properly. Very good. So we'll kind of just hang back just for a moment because you'll see the doll trainer is what we call them, or the dom. He is going to give her a nice impact scene. Yeah, he is going to whip this little 7-year-old on camera. I mean, this is the kind of quality that we produce here. That was important to me. I want people to watch child porn and feel like they're watching high quality produced adult porn. Yeah. So we do all kinds of things here in the BDSM room. We have, you know, of course, lots of bondage, you know, predicament bondage, all kinds of things in here. Our Lolita training series has been going very well. And it's basically where one of our little kitty porn stars are, you know, trained like the submissive sluts they were meant to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Have you ever seen a 7-year-old ass with whip marks like that? Yeah, it's wonderful. And you're welcome. If you're to get this job, you're welcome to come in here and, you know, get yourself hard and ready. If you love the sound of girls screaming and crying, this is the room to come in to get hard and ready for a scene. I mean, look at her. Yeah, she really hates it, doesn't she? She hates being whipped like that. Poor little girl. All right, let's go on and move to the other set. Yeah, you can get dressed. You might get undressed again, but, you know, we'll be polite and walk through the hallways dressed. All right, so our next room, this really will, let me see if they're filming in here. Yep, they are. This is going to be the room that makes or breaks you, as in if this will tell me if you have no limits, basically, is what I'm trying to say, okay? So this room here, this is our beast room. We have a series that we run called Lolly Dolls with Puppies. All right, let's go in because they're right in the middle of filming. There is a 6-year-old girl right in there, fully knotted, okay? So let's go. All right, there we are. Wow. It never ceases to amaze me to see dogs fucking children. It just, it is beautiful. So we have various canine talent here. You can see we have one of my labs that is doing the fucking today. We have pit bulls. I mean, we have all kinds of dogs that are fully trained, of course, to know how to fuck those little holes. And to be honest, some of our experienced dolls really enjoy it. I think little girls become like, they'll come and play with the dogs when they're not filming. Yeah, they'll come and play with them, not to get fucked, but, you know, of course, kids love animals. And so they'll come in here and play with them and become attached. And then some of my experienced slutty little girls, I mean, they like beg to be on camera in here because they love being fucked by the dogs. But as you can see, we have a shy, inexperienced little 6-year-old, and she's not having a great time, is she? No, she is not loving this doggy rape. And she is not loving that knot. I mean, that lab produces the largest fucking knot. Yeah. And so the only time our male talent is involved, sometimes we have men come in and, you know, fuck the little girl's mouths while they're getting doggy fucked and their little cunnies or ass, you know, but there may be times you come in here and use some mouth. Those are always fantastic videos. Yeah. Grown adult cock in the mouth, doggy dick in the cunt. Oh, yeah, she is not loving it. Listen to those screams. She is really feeling it right now. Oh, you want to wait? You want to wait to see the cum? Okay, gladly. It looks like he's almost done. Look at him. Yeah, he's really pumping into that little girl. Oh, listen to her scream. Oh, yes. There you go. Looks like he's finishing. Yes, that's going to be a massive fucking torrent of doggy sperm in that little cunny. That's going to make a great shot. Oh, look at that. Look at that gapes little cunt. Oh, my God. And that doggy cum is just flowing out of there. Look at that. God. That's going to be a great video. I'm going to have to watch that myself later. Oh, so what do you think? You like our Lolly Dolls with Puppies room? Very good. You really are a naughty perv, aren't you? Now, let's go to the Extreme Dolls room. This is the room where we film our production series called Extreme Dolls, which are our experienced little girls. Little girls that are so cock and cum hungry. They are just out of this world because they've been, you know, kiddie porn stars for years now. It's all they know. They're my girls that I'm most proud of. So follow me in here. I believe they're right in the middle of gang-banging little six-year-old Fiona. Yep, here they are. Now, this is a room. If hired, you're going to spend a lot of time in here because, you know, gangbangs. And you see Fiona there is getting gangbanged now by 6 men. And she is so fucking talented. I mean, just look at her. Look at her riding that cock while another one is stuffed right up her ass. I mean, she is professional porn level and only 6 years old. Have you ever seen anything like that? God, she is so fucking talented. And you know, I've been thinking about allowing this. Her mother, one of the biggest helicopter moms, helicopter pedo moms out there, she wants to give little Fiona a boob job. Can you imagine that? A little elementary school age girl with big, fat, fake tits. Oh my God. I mean, I'm kind of torn on it because, you know, we all love that flat chest, but can you imagine a little hairless body with big old fake titties? Ah. So yeah, so this is where we do all the gangbangs, and you see we have some glory holes here as well. And yeah, we use little girl sluts like they are little porn stars, which they are. This is the Extreme Dolls room. And when you come in here, you are expected to roughly and brutally fuck these little girls. And I'm sure you won't have that problem, right? And you are encouraged to treat them like the filthy sluts that they want to be. I mean, look at Fiona now. Look, she's getting slapped in the fucking face. That's right. Slap her cute little face while she's getting double stuffed. Actually, triple stuffed. She's got a cock in her mouth. One up that pretty little cunny and one up her ass and then getting slapped in the fucking face. She is pure kiddie porn talent. I mean, just look at her. Look at her. And she loves it. My experienced dolls, you will be so shocked because they are hungry for cock. They're like feral animals once they get on set. They are addicted to getting fucked. They are addicted to come. I mean, look at her. Look at her riding those cocks like she's trying to milk out cum out of them. Ugh, she's just gorgeous. And you know, in our Extreme Doll series, we want rough facial abuse. We want panel. We want to treat them like filthy little lolly dolls because that's what they are. Filthy, slutty, horny little girls that need to be fucked because that's what they crave. They're just pieces of meat with three fuck holes like little Fiona there. You know, in fact, let me ask, do you have to, by chance, take a piss? Yeah, you could take a piss. Okay. All right, let's get a scene going where Fiona turns into the good little piss whore she is. Yeah, let's get a good shot of a group pedo piss. Go ahead and take your cock out there and join the other male actors. That's right. I want Fiona on her knees. Very good. She looks like such a sloppy little whore. My sloppy little kindergarten kitty porn star. Now, Fiona, I want your mouth wide open, begging for piss. I want to hear how much you want these pedo cocks to piss all over you. Yes, look at that. Now just piss all over that little piss whore. Get some in her mouth. Cover that pretty little hairless body. There you go. Piss right in her fucking mouth. Look at her. Look at her just gurgling that piss, swallowing it down. That nasty pedo piss. Good girl. Oh my God, have you ever seen such a good little piss whore? That's it, Fiona. Rub it in with your hands. Yes, bathe in that pedo piss. That's a good little slut. Yes. Now, who wants to fuck this piss-covered whore? She needs some more fucking. And you? Come here. We have more to see. Oh, so what'd you think of my extreme doll, Fiona? She is quite the little whore, isn't she? Yeah, she's one of the best little girl piss dolls I have ever seen. She loves the piss, as you can tell. All right, so our last room I'm going to take you in is for one of my series called Cum Dolls. And this is where, you know, we have little girls that take extreme amounts of cum, like bukkake child porn. And we are going to walk in on a scene, and I've timed it so that I can see what kind of cum shot you have, because, you know, that's one thing that really matters in child porn is the ability to produce massive amounts of cum for the camera, because I won't expect anything less. My little whores, they deserve the biggest cum shots. And all the pedophiles that are watching my child porn, they deserve to see massive pedo loads on my little girls. Okay, so get ready, because you're going to be joining in some other fellas and giving one preteen a nasty pedo bukkake. Okay, all right, follow me. Okay, and so as you can see, we've got, let's see, Kylie. I think she's 8 years old. Kylie is a very, very good little cum doll. Yes, she is. You see, she's got braces. Yes, we had to make sure that Kylie was definitely a trained cum doll, because I know, because I agree, braces look best covered in cum. And you can see in this room that we have some glory holes, even the Czech style glory holes where the girls is, you know, lower half of their body are sticking out. And then, you know, the classic glory holes. Now this scene, as you can see, we've got about 12 of my male child porn talent ready to cover Kylie with every drop of cum, and you're going to join them, aren't you? Yes. And, all right, I'm going to direct this scene. It's very rare that I get to direct scenes, and it's one of my, you know, true passions, why I started this. All right, gentlemen, you've got those cocks out, right? Yes, I want you to get right there to the edge and hold onto it, because we are going to paint Kylie at all the same time. I want 13 cum shots splattered all at once on my countdown. So get those cocks ready. And Kylie, what a good girl you are. Look at you. Yes, you're riding a little dildo in the middle of the floor, aren't you? Yes, you little slut. Are you ready to be covered with cum? Yeah, are you ready to taste 13 loaves of hot, sticky pato loaves? Yes, well, you keep riding that dildo during this whole time. I don't want you to stop bouncing on that dildo. And some notes also, when that starts coming on you, I want that mouth open. I need to see your braces. I don't want that mouth closed at any moment. Do you hear me? Okay, we need to get really good shots of cum all over those braces and that pretty little girl face. Yes, good girl. And if it gets on your body, like on that flat chest of yours, I want you rubbing it in. I want you scooping it up and putting it on your tongue, okay? Good girl. I don't have any doubt you are going to be the best little bukkake star today. All right, gentlemen, I want you all to circle little Kylie right here, okay? And like I said, I'm going to count down, and when I get to zero, I want every pedo cock coming all over our little 8-year-old slut. Do you understand, fellas? Very good. All right, here we go, and action. Oh, yes, Kylie, keep riding that cock. Yes, ride that cock for all those pedophiles surrounding you. Look at all those cocks, Kylie. Oh, they're all there for you, you beautiful 8-year-old slut. Yes, I want you to beg for their cum. I need some shots, and I need to hear you begging for cum. There you go. Good girl, riding that cock. Yes, tell them it makes you wet to have their cum. Tell them. Good girl, yes. Look at that. 13 grown adult cocks all jerking off all around you. Don't you feel like a pretty little princess? Oh, yes. Now smile for those gentlemen. Smile. Let them see your braces. Yes, you guys are going to cover her. I want her braces gooed up with cum, covered, dripping down. All right, here we go, guys. You're all going to come on 8-year-old Kylie when I get to zero, okay? All right, here we go. There we go. Look at all those cocks, Kylie. Yes, good girl. Bounce on that cock more. Yes, there you go. Make that flat little chest jiggle from bouncing. Here we go. Get ready to come on this little preteen slut. In 3, 2, 1, zero. You come all over that little preteen slut. Cover those braces. Oh, look at that. Covering her hair. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. Make sure you get right there on those braces. Get a good close-up shot on those braces. Oh, yes. Good girl, Kylie. Scooping up that cum. Yes. You're not wasting any single drop of pedophile seed, are you? Yes, you twisted little preteen child porn slut. Look at you. Oh, my God. You're fucking covered. Oh, good girl. And fellas, wonderful job. Such massive fucking loads for our little Kylie here. Yes, that looks fucking delicious. A preteen covered and dripping and warm, gooey cum. Oh, look at her. She's so hungry for it. Yes, you can't help but eat it up, can you, you little cum slut? Yes, you little kitty cum slut. Look at you. All right, let's get some more shots of her covered in cum. Good. And you, come here. Yes. All right. So I made sure to watch what kind of load you produced, and I was pretty fucking impressed. Yes, you were able to come on the countdown. That load was just rope after rope right onto her pretty little face. Really excellent job. Yeah. So why don't you... Here you go. Here's some paper towels. Get cleaned up. And you know, that can conclude our tour here. I really hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed showing you around. Yes, and I'm going to go ahead and say I've got one gentleman that I interviewed earlier. I have to say I'm pretty positive I'm going to give you the job. Yeah, I think you did a fabulous job. You didn't hesitate when I asked you to molest. You didn't hesitate when I asked you to brutally fuck my little girls. And you didn't hesitate when I asked you to piss all over that whore earlier. And lastly, you did not hesitate at all to give a preteen your nasty pedo load. So I think this could be a really lucrative relationship for us. So what do you say? Do you want to join my little lolly dolls child porn production company? Do you want to fuck my little girls every day, huh?